This is Radio Nepal. I am S.N. Srivastava with the news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Portal urges political parties to focus on elections, calls elections as the only option to safeguard nation and democracy in all-party meeting. Three persons died in a jeep accident at Chamkheli Rural Municipality 4 of Humla District. Nepal defeats Japan by 5 wickets in ICC Men's T20 World Cup Asia and East Asia Pacific qualifier. And Palestinians begin returning to Gaza's north as Israel says ceasefire now in effect. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Portal has urged political parties to focus on the upcoming House of Representatives election schedule for the 5th of March, stating that elections are the only option to protect the nation, the people, democracy and the constitution. The president made this appeal during an all-party meeting, including the interim government held at Sheetal Nivas on Friday. According to press advisor Kiran Pokhrel, the president advised the government to ensure necessary security arrangements and create a free and fear-free environment to assure citizens of a fair election. President Portal emphasized the need for collecting efforts to successfully conduct the election and called on parties to openly express any confusion or uncertainty during the meeting. Leaders of political parties present at the meeting expressed their commitment to democracy and willingness to participate in the election. However, they raised concerns over whether the current security environment can ensure a free and fair election. They urged the government to eliminate such doubts and ensure an impartial, peaceful and fearless election process. Interim Prime Minister Sushila Karki stated that the government understands elections cannot be held without the participation of political parties. Prime Minister Karki assured that proper security arrangements will be made to conduct free and fair elections. Acknowledging the discontent expressed by the Gen Z movement, she called on parties to embrace change and move forward, noting that the Gen Z youths are like the sons and grandsons of the nation. All ministers from the interim government, including Prime Minister Karki, was present in the meeting. Previous House of Representatives members and representatives of various political parties were also present in the meeting. Three persons died in a jeep accident that occurred at Desi Khola of Chamkheli Rural Municipality 4 in Humla District, while the injured ones have been airlifted to the provincial hospital in Surkhet for further treatment. The accident occurred at around 11 a.m. on Friday. Deputy Superintendent of Police at the District Police Office in Humla, Shankar Pokhrel, confirmed that three persons died on the spot, while Manbir Buddha from Chamkheli Rural Municipality 6, his son, and Basanti Buddha from Simkot Rural Municipality 8. Similarly, the injured passengers Mahendra Rokaya from Simkot Rural Municipality 8, his son, and Parvati Sira from Chamkheli Rural Municipality 4 were rescued by a Nepal Army helicopter. The jeep was en route to Surkhet from Humla. In the view of the urgency to reconstruct public infrastructures, providing relief materials and forwarding economic recovery after the Gen Z protest, the government has decided to transfer budgets. Sharing the information as the cabinet decisions during a press meet on Friday, Minister for Communication and Information Technology Jagadish Kharel said the budget transfer was aimed at addressing the problems in the adverse situation. The communication minister said it would be spent for holding election to the House of Representatives and reviving economy. A team led by a Finance Ministry Joint Secretary will engage with the Asian Development Bank for a $100 million grant to improve public finance management and service delivery. The government will also issue a 20 billion rupees energy bond in phases to support Nepal Electricity Authority. Kathmandu Metropolitan City has banned the sale of imported flowers during the Tihar festival to support local farmers. From October 17 to 22, 32 flower supply centers will operate across the city, including in New Baneshwar, Sankhamul and Chabahil. Authorities warned that imported flowers will be confiscated. Meanwhile, KMC also plans to sterilize community dogs and cats in the 2025-26 fiscal year and has called for applications from organizations to assist with rabies vaccination efforts. Interested groups must apply to the Agriculture and Livestock Department within 15 days. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break. जहाँ भए पनि पाउनुहोस् हामी सँगै कल गर्नुहोस् डेटा चलाउनुहोस् संसारभरि सजिलै नेपाल टेलिकमको इन्टरनेसनल रोमिङ सेवा सुचारु गर्न *14*15 *7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकमको एपबाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार. Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The nationwide death toll from Japanese encephalitis, a mosquito-borne disease, has reached 31 this year. According to Dr. Avian Gautam, chief of the Child and Health and Vaccination Section, it is the highest annual figure in the past 10 years. While vaccination is effective, its protection declines over time, increasing infection risk. So far, 164 cases have been reported this year, up from 86 in 2024. Now a sports update. Nepal has defeated Japan in the second match of the ICC Men's T20 World Cup Asia and East Asia Pacific Qualifier 2025. Nepal defeated Japan by 5 wickets at the Al Amirat Cricket Ground today. With this, Nepal has become the winner of Group B. Nepal completed the target of 132 runs in 18 overs with loss of 5 wickets. Earlier, Japan scored 131 runs in 20 overs with a loss of 8 wickets. In the first match, Nepal defeated Kuwait by 58 runs. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Palestinians are beginning to return to Gaza's north as the Israeli military says a ceasefire is now in effect. The BBC cited Israel Defense Force IDF as saying forces have pulled back to the lines agreed under US President Donald Trump's plan, but will continue to remove any immediate threat. The IDF has confirmed that a ceasefire has been implemented after Israeli troops positioned themselves in newly agreed positions. Israelis and Gazans alike had been seen celebrating the prospect of a deal, which will see an initial withdrawal of Israeli troops, a ceasefire, and an exchange of hostages and Palestinian prisoners. Meanwhile, the US plans to move 200 troops to Israel to help coordinate the operation, officials said, but they will not enter into Gaza itself. Aid organizations have also outlined plans to help this morning. Maria Corina Machado, a key opposition leader in Venezuela, has been awarded Nobel Peace Prize for 2025 for her struggle to promote democratic rights in her country. According to Al Jazeera, a 58-year-old industrial engineer, Machado, who lives in hiding in Venezuela, was blocked by its courts from running for president against President Nicolas Maduro in the 2024 elections. The Norwegian Nobel Committee awarding the prize on Friday at the Norwegian Nobel Institute in Oslo. Machado ran as the Democratic opposition candidate in Venezuela's 2024 presidential election, but was disqualified by Maduro's government and went on to support the opposition's alternative candidate, Edmundo González Urrutia. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Kochi province along with the hilly regions of Gandaki province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There is also a possibility of light rainfall at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kochi province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Pordal urges political parties to focus on elections, calls election as the only option to safeguard nation and democracy in an all-party meeting. Three persons died in a jeep accident at Chankheli Rural Municipality 4 of Humla District. Nepal defeats Japan by 5 wickets in ICC Men's T20 World Cup Asia and East Asia Pacific qualifier. And Palestinians begin returning to Gaza's north as Israel says ceasefire now in effect. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.